This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan, Tony Gwynn Jr. idle today. Like the Padres themselves, they were idle today at spring training. No Padre baseball today. Not a whole lot going on. But we've had a pretty good conversation with some of the listeners out there. And as Scraby pointed out, for most of them, the Padre glass is half full, not half empty, heading into the beginning of this season, which gets underway less than 2 weeks from today.
I think I'm so glass half full that it annoys some people. Because they think I'm glaring over some of the problems.
Glossing over.
Some of the problems with the team. And I'm not. I just want to see what they can do first before I go down the rabbit hole.
Before you start complaining.
And then I will complain once things. I mean, if we're sitting here, Chris.
Yeah.
Talking about RISP. Hitting with runners in scoring position and how bad they are at it this year, I don't know I can handle it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It drove us crazy last year. I mean, it was just game after game after game.
It was.
1-14. 0-8. 1-11.
To the Royals.
A big night. 2-9.
We were excited one day when they had like three hits with runners in scoring position.
I know. And despite, 9-23... was the record in one-run games. That's unheard of.
It is.
To be 14 games under 500 and basically games that are a coin flip.
Anthony,
I mean, that's got to turn somewhat just by happenstance.
Anthony says, it is a long season, guys. Don't forget they were still on the wild card until very late in the season last year, which is true.
They were, but they weren't. I mean, I grant you, they finished two games behind the Diamondbacks for the wild card.
There
so it sounds like they were right there. But they got to there by playing pretty well over the last 3 weeks. For most of the season, the wild card race was the Diamondbacks, the Reds, the Cubs, and the Marlins. The Padres really weren't in it.
I mean, we were watching those games and those scores.
Yes, we were hoping against hope that the Padres could make a late run. But two games was as close as they ever got.
Yeah.
So I don't really know that they were in the wild card chase. Officially. All right, let's get to...
You know
to,
what, Chris? But, the sky is green.
Huh?
I can convince... You could convince people today the sky is green with how much you're... How much peddling you're doing.
I have
doing
a lot of facts.
There. How much peddling
at my disposal.
You're doing. All right. That's all I had to say.
Peddling. Chance to qualify right now for a grand prize. It's a two-night stay at the Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, and dinner for two. Immerse yourself in timeless elegance at the Fontainebleau, Las Vegas. It's a luxury resort. I'm going to tell Sam Levitt about that. The weather might be better there.
Don't bring it up.
He could buy a day pass at the Fontainebleau. They have gaming. They have a meeting destination. It's the legacy of Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, built upon more than 70 years of sublime beauty, unparalleled service, and timeless design. Book now at Fontainebleau, Las Vegas. NHL.com. Let's play Chris versus the fans. I need to make up for lost time.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let me give you the rules, and then we can get started. By the way, Chris, think of a trivia question, because we have Aztecs tickets to give away in a little bit.
Aztec basketball tickets?
Yes, not
now. To the game tomorrow night against Boise State?
Correct.
Oh, sweet.
So you got to think of a trivia question for that.
We'll have that a little bit later, but stick around, man. You want to get your hands on those senior night tickets.
Absolutely.
Jaden Ledee's final home game.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Others.
Lamont Butler?
Lamont Butler. You got to go just to salute him.
Yeah.
Come on, I don't care if Lamont Butler, and I know that he's not having as good a season. The guy can do no wrong as far as I'm concerned. Based
Lamont
on
Butler?
What he did.
I mean, I'm looking at the shot right now.
I know,
now
it's over my shoulder. There's a shot
see
of it.
Every
yeah.
single day.
I know.
They have to at some point, and I'm not saying that he, like, this might be dramatic, but they have to put a statue of the
statue
shot.
Of the shot.
That's a pretty big
at
deal.
At the very least, they ought to at least have a tribute to that shot somewhere in Viejas Arena.
Yeah.
So that you could walk by as a fan and kind of relive that moment.
Yes, that would be
that's
great.
You know what? I'm going to actually ask some folks over at San Diego State about that possibility.
Wow.
I think it would be terrific to have a, you know, it's not, a memorial's the wrong word because Lamont Butler's still alive. But a salute.
But the shot isn't alive, so that's what we're...
Yeah, a salute to that shot.
A salute, I like that.
There should be somewhere you could walk past it in Viejas Arena. And, you know, relive that. A video, some photos, some headlines from the newspaper.
I would also love to see people shoot from that location on the floor and see how many people can make it.
I know that a lot of people say it's one of the greatest sports moments in San Diego history.
That's pretty
What's
good.
What's better?
It's pretty good.
What's better? Garvey's homer? That didn't even get him into the World Series. That just got him to Game 5. What's better, Dennis Gibson knocking away the pass in Pittsburgh to finally get the Chargers to a Super Bowl? That was pretty good. But Lamont Butler did something that no other player in the history of college basketball has ever done.
That's true. I don't know. I don't. I'm not. This is not a conversation for me.
No. All right. Let's.
Because I don't know who played here in the '60s. Which isn't a shot at anybody in the '60s, but Chris is just letting me talk again.
Well, nothing that dramatic happened in the '60s.
Okay,
so.
All right. Here, did I already read the rules?
I don't think you did.
You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question, or you win if you're a first time player. Let us know before you get into it, and you will get the question for free today. So let's start. With Charles in San Diego. Charles, what's up?
15-time player!
15-time player!
Charles is in charge. I bet he's never heard that before.
All right, Charles. Here we go. Question number one.
Wow, that was loud.
What team did Matt Chapman play for last season?
Last season?
Yes.
I believe it is the Toronto Blue Jays.
Toronto Blue Jays is correct.
Charles.
Nice
well
job.
Well done.
Nice job. Chris is so scared of getting one wrong, he's over there hoping that everybody sweeps.
I haven't got a question right since Monday. That's unbelievable.
All right, Charles. Second question. Who struck out the most as a batter in baseball last season?
Major League Baseball.
Charles, are you
Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber? I don't know.
Kyle Schwarber. That could be right. Oh, I know. It is right.
It is right.
Way to go.
Someone on the chat said Grish.
Charles. He said who?
Grish.
Grisham. I wonder where Grisham actually ranked.
That's
in that
a great
category.
Question.
It sure.
It feels like it.
We had to live with Grish. You know, we didn't have to live with Schwarber. That's a good get, though, Charles.
That is
well
a good
done.
Get. That is a really good get. All right, here
All
we
right.
go. Question number 3 for the qualification.
Trying
in Las
to
Vegas.
Extend my losing streak for 3 days. years in a row.
This is really difficult. So sorry, Chris, but who is the oldest Hall of Famer to start on opening day at the age of 46?
Oldest Hall of Famer.
Oldest Hall of Famer.
He's a knuckleballer, and I think he played for the Marlins. I can't think of his name, and I hope I didn't just shoot myself in the foot. But I can't even think of his name.
Okay. All right, stay there, Charles. Just let's see what Chris does over here.
I would have had no guess, honestly, until what Charles just said.
Oh, poor Charles! No,
I don't know that I'm going
to
be right, but I honestly would not have guessed this until he said what he said.
Don't do it to him,
Phil Niekro.
Charles,
you did shoot yourself in the foot.
Oh.
He said knuckleballer, and I immediately thought of Phil Niekro starting at 46 years old. I think he was with the Yankees or the Indians. At the time, they were called the Indians. Sorry about that, Charles. I never would have got that, but he helped me.
You didn't need to tell Charles that because I guarantee you helping you.
He feels
all
terrible.
Day long.
Well, here's why I said it. Because it's a lesson to the rest of you. If you don't know the answer, don't take your shirt off.
Don't give me any clues.
Potential clues. That's too bad.
I'm sorry, because I think Charles did nothing wrong here.
He did nothing wrong.
He did get penalized for
it. He did nothing wrong, but once it popped into my head, I had to guess it.
I think
he was honestly thinking of Charlie Huff, who was a knuckleballer who played with the Marlins. And Charlie was an older pitcher. But
that's actually what people are saying on chat.
Yeah, but Phil Niekro was a Hall of Famer. Charlie Huff was not.
Yes, correct.
So that is the answer.
All right.
Sorry about that, Charles.
Let's go to our next contestant.
I feel a little better, though, about getting a question right for the first time in three days.
It was a good question, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to... We have two Trevors. One Trevor... Hello, Trevor. Are you there?
Hello, Trevor number one.
Both Trevors.
Hello.
Say hi. Hey, it's you. You just said something. All right, hey. Trevor.
Yes, I did.
Are you ready?
First time player.
Whoa! Welcome, Trevor.
All right, here we go. Question number two, Trevor. Greg Maddux played for four teams. Name three of the four.
Oh, you got to name all four.
It's Greg Maddux. Question number two.
All right.
See the Cubs.
Cubs is right.
Atlanta Braves.
Okay.
Right. Boy, did he play San Diego Padres?
That's darn one of them, yes.
Darn two.
Oh, he got him. Yeah, duh.
He got him.
Nice job.
Was the Dodgers, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was the Dodgers.
Man,
yes.
You got it, Trevor.
Wow, nice job, Trevor.
Well done.
I thought that was going to be more difficult, but it wasn't. Here we go.
He was on top of it. He's on to the final question with a chance to win the game.
What Major League Baseball player holds the record for career grand slams with 25?
Career grand slam. 25. Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say it. Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds. Stay there, Trevor.
Sorry, Trevor.
Oh, you know this?
Manny Ramirez, I believe.
Oh,
I missed it.
Wow, Trevor. You know, that was we might have to go back to my laugh, Chris, because that was a maniacal you lose laugh, and I feel bad about it.
It's not Manny Ramirez. He must have had the record for like a minute because Lou Gehrig held it forever and ever.
And
then I think Manny Ramirez broke it, but who broke his?
It was A-Rod.
A-Rod.
25.
Yeah.
No, so stay there. Right.
I got the wrong guy.
Stay there, Trevor. I'm going to get your information
Trevor.
In the break.
Good for you. You're a winner. You might go to Las Vegas. I think overall my slump continues. The only reason I got one right is because Charles in charge gave me a clue.
That's okay. You reset the clock.
That's true.
Real quick, David on the chat says, what about Satchel Paige for the oldest Hall of Famer pitcher to start a game?
Yeah, but you said on opening day.
Oh,
I don't know that Satchel pitched opening day.
That's true.
Came up with the, I think it was the Cleveland Indians, and he is a Hall of Famer. But you said opening day. So I think that's what probably sets you apart.
I didn't want to leave Satchel Paige out of there because I immediately thought
of Satchel Paige, but I don't think Satchel Paige was as young as 46. I think he was even older than that.
Let me see.
When he pitched in the major leagues. Satchel Paige was an unbelievable
deal. I like the name Satchel.
You like that?
I kind of want to be named Satchel.
Satchel Paige had a lot of good sayings. You know what one of his famous sayings was?
What?
Don't look behind you. Somebody might be gaining on you.
Oh.
That was Satchel.
That's a good one. Yeah. I like that. He was 46 in 1953, and guess what, Chris? He was an all-star that year.
Yeah. His last game was in 1965.
After a 12-year break?
After a 12-year break, he pitched with the Kansas City A's in one game at the age of 59. He pitched three innings, allowed one hit, and had a strikeout.
What's the story with that? How do you come back after 12 years?
Well, he has been famous in the Negro Leagues.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Pitching with Kansas City.
Yes.
So I think the Kansas City A's had a team.
Okay.
So they probably did some sort of, you know, reunion type thing and brought Satchel out.
And they actually, like, can you imagine these days if they're like, Roger Clemens, come out of retirement. Can you imagine that?
59 years old. He struck out one and he pitched three innings. No runs.
That's pretty
Satchel
good.
Satchel Paige.
That's really good.
How many 59-year-olds are doing that?
Zero.
Exactly. All right. Very good. Trevor was the winner today.
Yes.
Chris versus the fans. We'll clear the lines again. We can get back to our Padre conversation. I know we had some callers that we had to cut loose. If you're out there, you're more than welcome to call back. We'll get to you at 833-288-0973. We have been discussing whether or not your Padre glass is half full or half empty a week before the team leaves for Korea and the start of the season. If you'd like to jump in on that conversation, feel free. We'll check traffic while you check in.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Just a few things to mention here. Northbound 15 before Market Street crash, the clearing stage. Some debris reported in middle lanes on southbound 5 near 6th Street. Also near the border, south 5 just past Camino de la Plaza. Accident clearing stage over the right shoulder. I'm Kelly Danik. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Skinny Crisello here for SD Fat Loss. 37 pounds. Does that get your attention? That's how much weight I lost last summer on this SD Fat Loss amazing diet. And they're so sure that you'll have success that if you don't lose weight in the first 10 days, follow the program, but don't lose any weight in the first 10 days, you'll get your money back. I can tell you, if you follow the program, you're not going to get your money back because you are going to lose weight. That's SD Fat Loss. This thing works. But you have to call and check it out if you want to make a life-changing move. Here's the phone number, 858-665-3211. 858-665-3211. Or you can go online at sdfatloss.com. Get a free private weight loss consultation. Find out about the secret to losing up to a pound of fat every day, naturally, safely, without counting calories, no exercise, and you don't have to eat those prepackaged meals. It's your own food. They'll tell you what to eat, what not to eat, and the weight will come off. SD Fat Loss or SDFatLoss.com. 858-665-3211. 37 pounds. It works. It'll work for you, but you got to give them a call. Hey, you've got nothing to lose but the weight itself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure you try Spiro's. They've got the authentic stuff. It's in Coronado and in La Jolla. Get the hummus. Tell them I sent you. Spiro's. For dining or takeout options, visit spirocuisine.com. We told you earlier we're going to give away some Aztec basketball tickets for tomorrow night's season finale against Boise State. And who wouldn't want to be there to honor Jaden Ledee on senior night? And Lamont Butler and the other kids who are all playing their final home games. So, big time prize. Stay tuned for your chance to win.
I guarantee you people are dialing right now. So,
Because I said that?
But it's okay. Not now.
I can't help that.
No, we got to promote them because these are big tickets. So, keep listening because you will know when we are giving away those tickets.
Derek and La Mesa, hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling
Aztec
back,
for life.
Derek.
Aztec for life, that's right.
Out of way, Derek. What do you have on the Padres baby. Right about now, a week before they leave for Korea? Feeling good or not so good?
Hello, we're baseball guys, man. I feel good about this team. I think we were a little bit cocky last year, honestly. I think the young kids, like, this works. Look at the World Series last year. It works.
Diamondbacks were very young. Rangers were a little more veteran, but had young guys. It can work.
It can, yeah.
I know what you're saying, Derek. I think we're not going to really know how the mixture of this really plays out until we, see what happens. Some teams just have a little extra oomph. Some teams never seem to find that. Last year's team certainly never found it. I think this year's team has a chance to do that, but the questions I have are fair. I'm not even as worried about, if you're going to start Merrill on opening day, you're going to start Tyler Wade or Matthew Batten in place of Manny at third until he's healthy. You're going to go with Profar and Azokar. But the Padre bench, it's got to be a huge question mark. And you need bench. We all know that. And the depth in their starting rotation. Look, we know what you're going to get from Darvish and Musgrove. We think we know what we're going to get from Michael King. We have no idea what we're going to get from Brito, Vasquez, Waldron, Pedro Avila, whoever fills those other spots. Yeah. We just don't. So there's a lot of questions.
There are.
And I think some people are, whether they're overreacting or just reacting to the trade of Juan Soto, the loss of Blake Snell, the loss of Josh Hader, and thinking you subtracted three of the best players in baseball.
Still got six or five.
I don't know what you mean.
Like you still got good, really good players.
You have some left, but yeah. You subtracted three of the best.
Yeah.
So how can you be even as good as you were last year? If you subtract three of the best players in the league.
I don't have an answer for you.
Right. That's what a lot of people are saying. But I do believe what Derek's saying.
I do believe in the newfound vibes of spring training being there. And I see it. I see it on the chat. There are a lot of people blaming Bob Melvin for the vibes last year. And he is the manager, so he is the guy who sets the tone. But I don't think it was Bob Melvin's fault. I don't.
The only reason I can say that I don't think it was Bob Melvin's fault, because I don't know. I'm not there every day.
True.
But Bob Melvin, to me, is the same guy who had amazing vibes the year before.
True.
So what happened? What happened? Did he just forget?
Losing his heart on everyone.
Yeah. I don't think he forgot. I just don't think last year's team had the right mix. Whatever reason. And they lost all those close games. Derek, thanks.
Thank you, Derek.
Let me get to Mario. Because I know he was on the line earlier. Mario, thanks for joining us from National City.
Hey, fellas, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
You hear me pretty good? Or?
Yep, you're good.
Okay, that's great. So, you guys know my track record. I'm a diehard, a real diehard. Not them guys that say they're diehards and they're really not. But anyways, I'm totally optimistic, like I am every year. So I'm saying this. Fernando has an MVP-like season, or if Merrill can have the Rookie of the Year type season, we're on our way, fellas.
I like it, Mario. Yeah. Thank you, Mario.
Absolutely. Well, you gotta think that way, because we have all the other pieces. I mean, Profar's back, and you know you got old boy at second base. You know he's got, I don't know if he's got a chip on his shoulder or something to prove, but I think it's gonna be some type of a breakout season, and then. You can't forget about Camposano. I think Camposano's going to carry the team. You know, we need different players every day. You know, that way we can come together as one.
That's how baseball works, Mario.
Thank you.
That really is how it works too. Appreciate your call. When you have a championship season, it seems like somebody steps up every day, and it's almost always somebody different. You know, you don't know about Jackson Merrill. We hope. But I'm going back to 2018. Ronald Acuna at that moment was just a great prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be one of the best players in baseball.
Yeah.
But going into that season, he hadn't done anything, right?
Yeah.
Won Rookie of the Year. A few years later, he's MVP. Has to start somewhere.
You know, I just got a text from a friend, Jeremiah, saying that what if Soto was a clubhouse cancer. We're going to find out this year.
No, we're not.
Yes, we will.
No, we're not. If they have a good season this year, what are we going to automatically
how do you
know
subtract
that
the,
Soto was the problem?
How do you subtract the one of the best players in baseball and get better? We said that. So
no, you're making an assumption that's not fair. It's not fair.
I don't know.
And you're talking to the guy who never sticks up for Juan Soto.
I know. I am surprised you were not jumping on that.
But if this team has a good season, you can't then conclude that Juan Soto was the problem. Again, Juan Soto was on the team the previous year down the stretch when they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
And made it to the championship.
I know. And I'm not calling him that. I was just proposing question.
Yes, you are.
No. Juan Soto one time hit me in the chair with his, or hit me in the leg with his chair on accident, and he hurt me, Chris. So I'm never going to forget it. It was an accident, but he dead legged me with his chair.
How did this happen?
I was trying to get audio from Xander Bogaerts.
Okay.
And Juan Soto came up and walked next to me, and his locker was right next to Xander Bogaerts. So I'm standing there, and he sat down, but he didn't see that I was like that close behind him. But one of the chair things went right into my thigh, and he gave me a dead leg, and I can never forget it now.
And he knew he did this, or he didn't know he did this?
No, he turned around and he was like, ooh, gosh, sorry. Like, kind of.
Wow,
like,
what a nice guy. Yeah. What a nice guy.
But I can never forget it. I can never forget it. So.
Oh, my God.
It's like Le'Veon Bell leaving fries.
You're like an elephant. Memory you have over here.
Well, it's like Le'Veon Bell. Remember the time at the Super Bowl Radio Row where he walked by and put his french fries on
the
table?
No, I don't remember this. You've brought it up 1,000 times.
I will never forget
it. Pretty sure I remember it.
I was not a trash can.
Pacific University Tigers bounced back after only scoring 9 points in the first half today to post 34 in the second half. That didn't help him a whole lot. Final scores just come in. Pepperdine 102, Pacific 43. The reason we followed this game is because when we first checked on it, the score was 39-2. And neither Scraby nor I had ever seen a score like that. That's how it turned out, 102-43. Morgan and Chris, Big Five, your calls, all of it still ahead. That's the time. You know what that means? We're less than 90 minutes away from another edition of the Scraby Chronicles.
Ooh, baby.
Matt Scraby from 6 to 7 here for your enjoyment Last and one entertainment.
Of the week, unfortunately.
Yes, tomorrow we got a Padre game that we're broadcasting at, I believe, 5:30.
Yes.
Tomorrow night. So yes. Our show will be cut a little short. Your show will be completely wiped out tomorrow night.
Yes, it will. Yes. Sorry.
What will be your daily gripe today? Can you share or do you know?
Yes, I do. I do know. I do know. It just
you don't have to
me.
Tell me exactly what it is.
It's something.
Are you going to gripe about me griping about soccer?
No, I'd forgotten that.
Okay.
It's something that is happening a lot lately, and it's raising prices on something because the company like purchased something, and so they need to raise prices to pay for it. That's a complicated thing, but I promise it makes sense.
How about places that raise prices because they gotcha?
What do you mean?
Well, here's one. You can't... This is one of my personal pet peeves.
Okay.
You cannot take a drink with you through security at the airport.
Ah, okay.
So if you have a drink, you have to toss it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go through security a good hour or so before your flight leaves, right? Unless
yes.
you're going to be doing a last-minute thing.
Yep.
So the only way you can get a drink once you get through security is not to bring your own, but it's to buy one once you get through security. That's your only – you don't have no other option.
I think you can take water bottles without water in them.
Okay. Beyond that, you have to pay – a ridiculous amount of money for a bottle of vitamin water, a soda, an orange juice.
You need Shohei Ohtani money for that place.
Really? Yeah. I mean, they just, what's the word that I'm looking for here?
Price gouging.
Gouging. They gouge you at the airport because you have no other choice.
You can't leave.
If you want a drink, you have to buy their food at their drink at that price.
It's
do you know that
like
I
Disneyland
once
Disneyland and all those
I
places?
I don't even think it should be constitutional to raise the prices as high as they do. There's my daily gripe.
I love it.
I think it's a fair gripe. I have no option. You know, I'm thirsty. I'm going to be thirsty. Then I'll be sitting there for an hour. So I have to buy a drink. And I have no choice but to pay a ridiculous amount of money for it.
It's true. And I went flying a couple weeks ago, and I went and bought a sandwich, and it was like a two-bite sandwich, and it cost me $14.
The price gouging at the airport.
Yeah, remember we got breakfast at Wendy's one time, and our breakfast sandwiches were like $7, and they were just the sandwich.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
You have no choice.
Are you ready?
Check traffic, and then let's get to it.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Wow, Chris, you have actually outgriped the gripe over here today. That's pretty impressive. You have outgriped me today. I'm in a great mood today. I don't think I've really complained about much. May have complained about a few things, but not the usual complaints that I have. Are you feeling okay? Did you get enough sleep last night?
I'm in a mood.
He is, that is for sure.
George is getting angry.
All right, here we go.
Number five.
I promise you this was in the sheet before we even started the show today, but Juan Soto, who was traded to the Yankees, is widely expected to earn the second largest contract in Major League Baseball history after this season when he is done with his arbitration.
Yes, the only person who will be above him is Shohei Ohtani.
Correct. The Athletic's Tim Britton projects Soto's next contract to hit 14 years, $540 million. Chris, how many World Series titles does that buy the team that pays it?
Alone?
Alone.
Zero.
Okay.
Juan Soto didn't even win the one World Series he got in 2019 with Washington by himself.
Oh, I was going to say, yes, he won.
Nobody's going to win a World Series by themselves. Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout are the two best players in baseball. They couldn't even get to a playoffs together. That's two guys.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying you're wasting your money on Juan Soto. Somebody's going to fall in love with him. I don't know if the Yankees will. We'll see why the season's end. You know where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Soto fanatic. I think he's a fabulous hitter and he can get on base. I don't think he's a great ball player.
Like an overall.
Ball player encompasses not only base running defense, but teammate, locker room presence, media, savvy, all of those wonderful things. I think Soto lacks in those areas. So, me personally, I wouldn't be willing to pay him the second biggest contract, but I'm sure somebody will.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be able to tell you, hey, we got 40 home runs and 130 RBIs and 150 walks. I mean, he's going to do that. He's that good. But that doesn't make you win anything.
Yeah.
It helps, but you can't win without the whole package.
Number 4.
Oh, I guess I should say something. How many World Series does he win? Now that's what it feels like to be forgotten during the Big Five.
All right.
How many World Series does he win? Like you said, he can't win it on his own, but I just think paying anyone the amount of money they pay some of these guys is a franchise killer, because you'd never know what's going to happen 5 years from now, and you need the money, and you can't get out of the contract that you're paying the guy $40 million. What's 540 divided by 14, Chris?
I don't know, but if you're... I don't feel like doing the math problem right now, but if you're complaining about big contracts supposedly destroying franchises...
That's $38.5 million a year.
All right, well, look no further than San Diego. I mean, Padres have spent tons and tons of money on...
It's true.
Five guys.
I know.
It's more than one.
I know.
But those five guys didn't win anything last year.
It's a team effort.
Just Number 4.
Nick Saban shocked us all when he called it quits this year, but we are starting to learn a little bit more about the circumstances surrounding it. He told ESPN, quote, "I want to be clear that this isn't the reason, but some of those events certainly contributed." And what is he saying? Or what is he talking about? "I was really disappointed in the way that the players acted after the game. You got to win with class. You got to lose with class. We had our opportunities to win the game and we didn't do it. And then showing your bleep and being frustrated and throwing helmets and doing that stuff, that's not who we are and what we've promoted in our program," end quote. Also, I was reading about some of the discussions he had with the athletic director, and after 2022, he said this job's getting real hard and we're going to have to go year by year on this because he's not sure how long he wants to go. So, I'm up first. Is this just an old guy thing? Part of it is an old guy thing. Part of it, I agree with him. And I'm going to sound like the old guy on the lawn, because some of these people... Some of these kids nowadays, that makes me sound old. Some of these kids nowadays just do whatever the heck they want and they just don't care. And I could see this being extremely frustrating for a coach of a football team, for a coach of Alabama, if these guys are doing this in front of the best coach in college football history, I mean, what are they doing? They don't have any respect for the coach. They don't have any respect for their team. So I don't think this is just an old guy thing. There's partially an old guy thing in there, but I think this is a problem. Chris?
I think Nick Saban quit because he was tired of getting criticized by me.
Yes. No, you
don't
criticize
him enough. I think it all got back to him. I wanted to congratulate my favorite college football coach, Nick Saban.
See?
I think it all got back to him. And he finally said, "That's it. I'm not going to be Chris Ello's whipping boy any longer." You know how I feel. I would love everybody to play and win and lose with class. But yeah. I understand that this day and age, just not like that anymore. So I think Nick Saban kind of made a deal with that. Or if he couldn't have coached the last 5 or 6 years. I mean, this has been, it didn't just start after they lost to Michigan in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
This kind of selfish look at me behavior is the way sports is now.
It is kind of shocking to see an Alabama team doing that. I mean, you Nebraska.
Believe me, Bill Belichick had to make the same concessions. And
I think the NFL's different, though.
And if Paul Bear Bryant were coaching Alabama now,
those players would be dead.
No, he'd have to make the same concessions or he wouldn't compete. Paul Bear Bryant was smart enough to realize when the USC Trojans came to Birmingham with a lot of African-American kids in 1970 and beat an all-white Alabama team badly, Paul Bear Bryant was smart enough to realize, hey, I better get some of these African-American athletes on my squad or I'm not going to keep up.
All right.
If you're an old, Vince Lombardi could not have it his way or the highway anymore.
No.
It just doesn't go that way.
It doesn't work that way anymore. But at the same time, be better.
Number three.
Or maybe not be better, but just don't throw your helmet after a loss. Netflix is coming out swinging in the world of live sports. Mike Tyson, the scandal-plagued former heavyweight champion, according to the article I read, I had to put that in there, will go head-to-head with YouTuber-turned-fighter Jake Paul in a boxing mega event that will stream live exclusively on Netflix on July 20th. Chris hit it earlier. It's going to be at where the Cowboys play in Arlington, Texas, Cowboy Stadium. So, Chris, this is boxing now. Celebrity fights. Can professional boxing become respected again?
It can, but they're going to have to create some stars that are as big as names like Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. I mean, this is what, an exhibition celebrity fight?
Yes.
If you put the heavyweight championship of the world on at the exact same time on Hulu, which boxing match do you think more people would watch?
Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
For sure. Not even close.
Yeah, I that's what I'm watching. I can't really stand that Jake Paul is I'm being a real big hater right here, but Jake Paul is being pushed along by the media a little bit, and the media loves him because he brings in eyes and ears and numbers.
Okay.
But there, I don't know. Are you done with your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that boxing can be bigger than celebrity boxing. Professional boxing, celebrity boxing, two different things. I don't think professional boxing can become bigger until, like you said, they need a superstar. They need someone like a Caitlin Clark of boxing because everybody will start talking about you again. So I think that's what they should do. Bring a Caitlin Clark of boxing.
Bring Caitlin Clark to the box.
All right, the medical director at the Grossman Burn Center at Research Medical Center in Kansas City said 70% of patients who were referred there for frostbite injuries suffered during that cold game in January are now being advised to schedule amputations. Majority of them are Chiefs fans who attended the team's frigid playoff game, which ended up being the fourth coldest game in the history of the NFL. But they're saying, some of these people are saying, the NFL needs to carry some responsibility for this. So I'm up first. Does the NFL carry responsibility for these amputations?
How are you up first?
Because your turn. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Does it carry responsibility for these amputations? I don't think so. As much as I want to hold the NFL accountable for everything, you decided to go to the game on your own. Like, you knew it was going to be cold. Why are you taking off gloves, or why are you leaving skin exposed? This is on the person who went to the game. It's not on the NFL. I was reading, though, someone took off their gloves for 5 minutes to put up a tent before the game, and one of his pinkies was frostbitten, which is kind of insane. But I still don't think you have to come prepared for the game. Chris?
You know me, I like to throw all cases out right out of my courtroom before they even get started.
Out of the courtroom.
But I would hear this one. I would.
You would?
If you wanted to make a case against the NFL for being stupid enough to make the Dolphins and the Chiefs play in minus 27 degree weather and therefore basically make 60,000 people have to come and sit in that weather, what were they to do? Nobody go to the game?
It's a
choice.
You
make your own. I know you make your own choice, but I would listen to this. I would listen to the arguments against the NFL on this one.
Are they going to be paying people?
The NFL moved the Buffalo-Pittsburgh game.
You couldn't get on the roads. You literally couldn't get out of your house.
We've been over this, but your reason is not correct. What is correct is the fact that the Dolphin-Chief game was on Peacock, and Peacock paid tens of millions of dollars to carry it, and so the NFL refused to move it because it was a Peacock game. This is part of the argument that would make me rule in favor of the plaintiff and have the NFL cough money up to pay for the fact that you had to get something amputated.
I cannot believe that you're taking this stand, but I
believe it, pal.
I've been to a cold game. Chris, you know what happened when I was cold and I was like, I'm too cold?
I left
the game.
Yeah, I know.
That's what you do. But the NFL, I don't think it wasn't for Peacock. I think it was because they couldn't postpone another playoff game.
Follow the money, Scrabe. Follow the money. They got so much from Peacock, they refused to move that game. The weather conditions were deplorable.
Deplorable. I still have one more, but we can get to that later. Doesn't need to be in the next 10 minutes or anything.
It's been such a happy show. Why don't we have a happy hour?
Please.
It's coming up next on Gwen and Chris. Stick around.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Wow, Chris, you have actually outgriped the gripe over here today.
That's
pretty impressive. You have outgriped me today. I'm in a great mood today. I don't think I've really complained about much. May have complained about a few things, but not the usual complaints that I have. Are you feeling okay? Did you get enough sleep last night?
I'm in a mood.
He is, that is for sure.
George is getting angry.
All right, here we go.
Number five.
I promise you this was in the sheet before we even started the show today, but Juan Soto, who was traded to the Yankees, is widely expected to earn the second largest contract in Major League Baseball history after this season when he is done with his arbitration.
Yes, the only person who will be above him is Shohei Ohtani.
Correct. The Athletic's Tim Britton projects Soto's next contract to hit 14 years, $540 million. Chris, how many World Series titles does that buy the team that pays it?
Alone? Zero.
Okay.
Juan Soto didn't even win the one World Series he got in 2019 with Washington by himself.
Oh, I was going to say, yes, he won.
Nobody's going to win a World Series by themselves. Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout are the two best players in baseball. They couldn't even get to a playoffs together. That's two guys.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying you're wasting your money on Juan Soto. Somebody's going to fall in love with him. I don't know if the Yankees will. We'll see why the season's end. You know where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Soto fanatic. I think he's a fabulous hitter and he can get on base. I don't think he's a great ball player.
Like an overall
ball player encompasses not only base running defense, but teammate, locker room presence, media savvy, all of those wonderful things. I think Soto lacks in those areas. So me personally, I wouldn't be willing to pay him the second biggest contract, but I'm sure somebody will.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be able to tell you, hey, we got 40 home runs and 130 RBIs and 150 walks. I mean, he's going to do that. He's that good. But that doesn't make you win anything.
Yeah.
It helps. But you can't win without the whole package.
Number four.
Oh, I guess I should say something. How many World Series does he win? Now, that's what it feels like to be forgotten during the Big Five.
All right.
How many World Series does he win? Like you said, he can't win it on his own. But I just think paying anyone the amount of money they pay some of these guys is a franchise killer, because you'd never know what's going to happen 5 years from now, and you need the money and you can't get out of the contract that you're paying the guy $40 million. What's 540 divided by 14, Chris?
I don't know, but if you're I don't feel like doing the math problem right now, but if you're complaining about big contracts supposedly destroying franchises,
that's $38.5 million a year.
All right, well, look no further than San Diego. I mean, Padres have spent tons and tons of money on,
it's true,
five guys.
I know.
It's more than one.
I know.
But Those five guys didn't win anything last year.
It's a team effort.
Just number four.
Nick Saban shocked us all when he called it quits this year, but we are starting to learn a little bit more about the circumstances surrounding it. He told ESPN, quote, "I want to be clear that this isn't the reason, but some of those events certainly contributed." And what is he saying? Or what is he talking about? "I was really disappointed in the way that the players acted after the game. You gotta win with class, you gotta lose with class. We had our opportunities to win the game and we didn't do it, and then showing your bleep and being frustrated and throwing helmets and doing that stuff, that's not who we are and what we've promoted in our program," end quote. Also, I was reading about some of the discussions he had with the athletic director, and after 2022, he said this job's getting real hard and we're gonna have to go year by year on this because he's not sure how long he wants to go. So, I'm up first. Is this just an old guy thing? Part of it is an old guy thing. Part of it, I agree with him. They're, and I'm going to sound like the old guy on the lawn, because some of these people, some of these kids nowadays, that makes me sound old. Some of these kids nowadays just do whatever the heck they want, and they just don't care. And I could see this being extremely frustrating for a coach of a football team, for a coach of Alabama, for the, if these guys are doing this in front of the best coach in college football history, I mean, what are they doing? They don't have any respect for the coach. They don't have any respect for their team. So I don't think this is just an old guy thing. There's partially an old guy thing in there, but I think this is a problem. Chris?
I think Nick Saban quit because he was tired of getting criticized by me.
Yes. No, you don't criticize him enough.
I think it all got back to him. I wanted to congratulate my favorite college football coach, Nick Saban.
See?
I think it all got back to him. And he finally said, "That's it. I'm not going to be Chris Ello's whipping boy any longer." You know how I feel. I would love everybody to play and win and lose with class. But yeah. I understand that this day and age, just not like that anymore. So I think Nick Saban kind of made a deal with that. Or if he couldn't have coached the last 5 or 6 years. I mean, this has been, it didn't just start after they lost to Michigan in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
This kind of selfish look at me behavior is the way sports is now.
It is kind of shocking to see an Alabama team doing that. I mean, you Nebraska.
Believe me, Bill Belichick had to make the same concessions. And
I think the NFL's different, though.
And if Paul Bear Bryant were coaching Alabama now,
those players would be dead.
No, he'd have to make the same concessions or he wouldn't compete. Paul Bear Bryant was smart enough to realize when the USC Trojans came to Birmingham with a lot of African-American kids in 1970 and beat an all-white Alabama team badly, Paul Bear Bryant was smart enough to realize, hey, I better get some of these African-American athletes on my squad, or I'm not going to keep up.
All right.
So if you're an old, Vince Lombardi could not have it his way or the highway anymore.
No.
Just doesn't go that way.
It doesn't work that way anymore. But at the same time, be better.
Number three.
Or maybe not be better, but just don't throw your helmet after a loss. Netflix is coming out swinging in the world of live sports. Mike Tyson, the scandal-plagued former heavyweight champion, according to the article I read, I had to put that in there, will go head-to-head with YouTuber-turned-fighter Jake Paul in a boxing mega event that will stream live exclusively on Netflix on July 20th. Chris hit it earlier. It's going to be at where the Cowboys play in Arlington, Texas, Cowboy Stadium. So, Chris, this is boxing now. Celebrity fights. Can professional boxing become respected again?
It can, but they're going to have to create some stars that are as big as names like Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. I mean, this is what, an exhibition celebrity fight?
Yes.
If you put the heavyweight championship of the world on at the exact same time on Hulu, which boxing match do you think more people would watch?
Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
For sure. Not even close.
Yeah, I that's what I'm watching. I can't really stand that Jake Paul is I'm being a real big hater right here, but Jake Paul is being pushed along by the media a little bit, and the media loves him because he brings in eyes and ears and numbers.
Okay.
But there, I don't know. Are you done with your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that boxing can be bigger than celebrity boxing. Professional boxing, celebrity boxing, two different things. I don't think professional boxing can become bigger until, like you said, they need a superstar. They need someone like a Caitlin Clark of boxing because everybody will start talking about you again. So I think that's what they should do. Bring a Caitlin Clark of boxing.
Bring Caitlin Clark to the box.
All right, the medical director at the Grossman Burn Center at Research Medical Center in Kansas City said 70% of patients who were referred there for frostbite injuries suffered during that cold game in January are now being advised to schedule amputations. Majority of them are Chiefs fans who attended the team's frigid playoff game, which ended up being the fourth coldest game in the history of the NFL. But they're saying... Some of these people are saying the NFL needs to carry some responsibility for this. So I'm up first. Does the NFL carry responsibility for these amputations?
How are you up first?
Because I...
Turn?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Does it carry responsibility for these amputations? I don't think so. As much as I want to hold the NFL accountable for everything, you decided to go to the game on your own. Like, you knew it was going to be cold. Why are you taking off gloves, or why are you leaving skin exposed? This is on the person who went to the game. It's not on the NFL. I was reading, though, someone took off their gloves for 5 minutes to put up a tent before the game, and one of his pinkies was frostbitten, which is kind of insane. But I still don't think you have to come prepared for the game. Chris?
You know me, I like to throw all cases out, right out of my courtroom before they even get started.
Out of the courtroom.
But I would hear this one. I would.
You would?
If you wanted to make a case against the NFL for being stupid enough to make the Dolphins and the Chiefs play in minus 27 degree weather and therefore basically make 60,000 people have to come and sit in that weather, what were they to do? Nobody go to the game?
It's a
choice.
You
make your own. I know you make your own choice, but I would listen to this. I would listen to the arguments against the NFL on this one.
Are they going to be paying people?
The NFL moved the Buffalo-Pittsburgh game.
You couldn't get on the roads. You literally couldn't get out of your house.
We've been over this, but your reason is not correct. What is correct is the fact that the Dolphin-Chiefs game was on Peacock, and Peacock paid tens of millions of dollars to carry it, and so the NFL refused to move it. Because it was a Peacock game. This is part of the argument that would make me rule in favor of the plaintiff and have the NFL cough money up to pay for the fact that you had to get something amputated.
I cannot believe that you're taking this stand, but I believe it, pal. I've been to a cold game. Chris, you know what happened when I was cold and I was like, I'm too cold?
I left
the game.
Yeah, I know.
That's what you do. But the NFL, I don't think it wasn't for Peacock. I think it was because they couldn't postpone another playoff game.
Follow the money, Scrabe. Follow the money. They got so much from Peacock, they refused to move that game. The weather conditions were deplorable.
Deplorable. I still have one more, but we can get to that later. Doesn't need to be in the next 10 minutes or anything.
It's been such a happy show. Why don't we have a happy hour?
Please.
It's coming up next on Gwen and Chris. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.